It's Sunday the 1st of February, 11:45, and I'm over heading towards Silver Crag at Ullswater with my lovely wife Irene. She's not been over this way before, and picked a grand day because it's absolutely glorious. There's a lot of blue sky around, and in total contrast to when I was here the other week with Ian Morton from the company Striding Ahead. On that particular day, if you recall, with the previous message that I'd recorded, it was a bit grim to say the least, but today is a really nice crisp winter's day, and I have to say, looking over towards St. Sunday Crag and the back of Helvellyn, it looks absolutely alpine and beautiful. What is noticeable is, whereas the other week the water was incredibly high and had flooded all the fields, it's all but receded. It's still high, but it's all but receded. So we're going to make our way over to the crag and see if I can manage to get one or two decent pictures. There's a little bit of cloud coming in now, but it moves anyway, doesn't it? Speak to you later. Well, I've moved on probably a quarter of a mile or so now, and have to say the light isn't playing ball as yet. For those of you that know, I'm on the path to Silver Crag, but I'm stood now by the marker stone that says Bridle Path to Patterdale. It's a lot drier than I thought it would have been, he says, now beginning to walk into some ice and water. But nowhere near as bad as I thought it would have been. Some of the snow has receded considerably. I'm looking across towards Glenridding, and the snow line really seems to be almost down to the water on that side, whereas here it's a lot higher up. I would say it's a good 300 or 400 feet up before you hit anything of substance, I should say. Anyway, a little bit more exposed where I am. I've taken one or two pics, so hopefully they'll come out okay. Quite a lot on the iPhone. I know that Irene's taken a few of me, taking a few pickies. So I'll post those alongside everything on the audio boom and on Twitter during the course of this week. As it is now, heading for the crag and me grub. One thing I forgot to mention is that this is Irene's first outing with the pacer poles, and she's doing very well with them. It's a nice little area of terrain to practice on. There's quite a lot of undulation now, lots of rocks, and for those of you who may not have used pacer poles, all I will say is you should try them. Very different from normal poles. The shaped handle makes a phenomenal difference. You'd be quite surprised at what a difference that makes. Anyway, sun's coming out now, looks very pretty, so might stop and take a few pics. Reached a point now, just probably a couple of hundred yards from the crag itself, where there's a very well-defined stepped area that has obviously been rebuilt. And I've marked this before as a good photographic spot, but unfortunately, because of the position of the sun, it's not going to look like a good colour photograph. It would make a monochrome and be quite stark, but as for colour, it probably wouldn't be the best. It would show winter in its starkness, but even though there's blue sky up there, the sun is in the wrong position. So more than likely this would much better from a photographic perspective, early doors when the sun's a lot lower and a little bit further back in the east. And as I'm talking now, the current bun is coming out and absolutely blasting light in front of us. But I'll take one anyway, just to see what comes out. Well, it's just gone 2 o'clock now, and after having lunch, boy, did the sun come out, and it's absolutely glorious. There's just a few clouds in the sky. If I look over towards Pooley Bridge, then Ullswater is just this wonderful azure blue, and the sky is absolutely clear. The steamer went past about 5 minutes ago, so even though the water's high, they're obviously running some sort of service. But when you look back over towards St. Sunday Crag and back of Helvellyn and Glenridding, Patterdale, then it's the sun is extremely bright, and it's really, for photography, it's not the greatest. Certainly not looking that way. But it's a beautiful day. And although it's a bit cool, it's not as cold as I thought it might have been. So I've shot, literally, a lot of photographs off. I've been running around finding lots of features to put into the pictures. And hopefully, I'll come up trumps. So, not going to bother with a sunset here. I'm just getting a little bit sore. That's about the best way I can put it. Back's just a little bit iffy. So I think best thing to do is head on in and head on towards the pub. Thank you. Actually, oh, I've got no signal now.
Big in those pictures, but you give it scale, you know what I mean? Now, that's a nice view, but it doesn't make a photograph. Yeah, not the